And every one of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the pastor is not here this evening. I think there is a death in his relative, and then he just went there to assist. I think it's the daughter to his aunt. So he's just going to assist with funeral arrangements. And then he said he will see you on Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Now, but we know that God is always the same, amen?
Yes,
and the Bible says, the prophet says he's omnipresent. He's always there, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, amen? So tonight we'll have the word by our precious brother, Brother Philip. So he will minister for us this evening. And then let every heart, and as every heart is in preparation for the word, let's just sing the same song while we welcome our dear brother here. God bless you.
Wonderful name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just there asking the musicians to sing for me. So just be faithful. Believe his word.
So just be faithful. Believe his word.
Father, we want to thank you tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, believing Heavenly Father, you are the fountain of everlasting peace, Lord. You are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making it possible for us to come into your house, Lord. We come, Lord Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, under expectation to hear from you, Almighty God. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, you spoke through your word that where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there in their midst, Lord Jesus Christ. We come, Heavenly Father, with hungering and thirsting for righteousness, Lord. You say, blessed are them that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for the same shall be filled, O God. May you fill your church tonight, O Father. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, you spoke through your word and say, Heavenly Father, you put out your spirit in the last days, Lord. Sons and daughters shall prophesy, Heavenly Father. So now we know, Lord Jesus Christ, that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the promise of this day, O God. Heavenly Father, without your spirit, we are nothing, Lord Jesus Christ. May he help us and undertake for us, Lord. Even this save, Heavenly Father, as a mortal man, I get out of the way, Lord. May your spirit speak unto us. In the mighty name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Not forgetting to pray for our pastor, Father, who is in bereavement, Lord. May you undertake for him, Lord Jesus Christ. May you comfort him, O Heavenly Father. We pray as we commit everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I greet you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Philippians, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. I also say, rejoice. Amen. Still with the inoculation from Sunday service. Amen. Today I can even answer Brother Jeremiah when he said, is there balum in Gilead? I can say, Brother Jeremiah, truly there's still balum in Gilead. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Also a privilege to stand before the trophies of Calvary during this night, amen.
Amen.
And also to realize that these are the same people that the prophet says, I saw their hands on the other side, amen.
Amen.
So it's such a privilege, amen. Without any waste of time, let's just turn our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 15, verse 8. Luke chapter 15, verse 8. The Bible says here, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? When she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth.
Amen.
Then the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 26. The Bible says here, but as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon housetop, and his staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two men shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. May God be blessed by the reading of his word as we take our seats. Just for a text this morning, I'll take it from the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. It says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come." Amen. Watch therefore. From the story that we've just read from the book of Luke chapter 15, it spoke of a certain woman. We remember that in the olden days, when a person is married, to show that this person is married, she will be given what we call a tablet. And this tablet contains 10 coins. So this woman, when he lost one coin, she realized that that thing was going to lead her to her divorce. Because losing one coin, it was representing that maybe she was cheating or maybe she was living untrue to her husband. So when this woman realized that I'm missing one coin, she got into a desperation. We know, especially sisters, that when cleaning in the houses, there's sometimes when you do what we call thorough cleaning. When you do thorough cleaning, it means that maybe you turn upside down the sofas, or maybe you move some fridges to make sure that all the dust will be swept out of the house. So this woman, who was in such a situation whereby she was really desperate because she wanted to make sure that before the husband comes from work, she would have already found that coin. Otherwise, she was going to be divorced. So she lighted the candle and cleaned everything until she found that coin. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, in our life, there must come a time, what we call a house cleaning time. A house cleaning time is a time where you search your life. You must really take stock of your life to really make sure that is your life worth of the gospel. Are you in good books with the Lord? Because this woman, if ever this man would have come without this woman finding this coin, maybe she was going to be divorced. But this woman, the moment she found that coin, she was the happiest woman because she really knew that his marriage was safe. Amen. So she went and called the neighbors and said, "Come and rejoice with me. I found the coin that was lost." Then the Bible says, "There'll be joy in heaven when one sinner repented." Amen. Amen. So you see, the repentance of a sinner is also important. The prophet says, "One soul is worth more than 10,000 worlds." And the world is not that it consists of the diamonds, the gold, and all the riches that is in them. So this soul is costing more than that. Amen. But this body is only costing 84 cents. So actually the body is valueless. It doesn't have much value because actually it's a food to the worms. Amen. So what is very important in somebody's life is his soul more than anything that you can talk of. Amen. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But your soul is the one that can inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So house cleaning time is like a time when Jacob was saying to his wife and all the families that we have to go to Bethel. And Bethel means the house of God. So to go to Bethel, they were supposed to take this time of house cleaning time. Because God told them that you must remove all the idols that is in the camp. You must remove any dirty thing that is in the camp. Then Jacob told his family that this is house cleaning time. You have to take all the gods away because you remember Rachel had already stole the gods from Laban, who was his father. Amen. So that was the time that God was demanding them.
to keep away with any few things that was in their midst. So already from that story, we already learned that our God is a jealous God. We must worship the one true living God, and Him only shall we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Then, in addition to that, the Bible says they were also supposed to take away their earrings. So already we really know that earrings is not of God. Earrings is a sign of a slave. Amen.
Amen.
So, in addition also to that, we remember when the children of Israel were getting out of Egypt, there was a time when those people get into a state of emergency because they knew that the death angel was going to come and kill the firstborn. So they were supposed to apply the token at the door lintels. Amen. When the death angel would come and realize that there's no blood, any firstborn child was supposed to be killed. But we realized to all the children of Israel, everything was set in order. Their door lintels were full of blood, and they were safe when the death angel was passing by. The cry and the chaos was to the children of Egypt, to the Egyptians, because they were not having the prophet to tell them what God was about to do. Amen. So while there was the cry to the Egyptian side, the children of God to the Israelite side, they were very happy because they were safe and secure. Amen.
Amen.
Just like to the believers again this evening, for you to know that you are safe or you are secure, you must have the token into your heart. And the token is no longer the blood. The token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the only security. Amen. Because when you have got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are marked. When you have got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are sealed until to the day of your redemption. Amen. And the prophet comes and says, the seal, actually the Holy Ghost is a seal. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is also, it also represents ownership. Amen. In addition to ownership, it also represents that you are actually, the Holy Ghost also represents that you are somebody's property. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, as we read something here from what the prophet says here.
There's something that we have to recognize from what also we have read in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 26. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. So it really shows us that the conditions of the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the conditions of the coming of the Son of Man must be the same. So we must go back and check what was happening in the days of Noah. We must go back and check what was happening in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah for us to know that are we really there? Are we really ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? So the Bible says, they were drinking, they were eating, they were also building, they were also marrying. So if we check on the drinking side, this time that we are living in, every little corner there is a tavern. And some of the most profit-making business is a liquor business. Amen.
Amen.
Each and every weekend, especially in South Africa, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people will be always drinking beer. Amen.
Amen.
What does it represent? What does it show? It shows that the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. Then we must check also what the prophet says here in the book of Noah, is it not, of what beer can do. Knoweth it not, page 6. The prophet says here, then we, coming down here last night, a little girl lying sprawled across the road, about 3 years old, mother dead over in the dish, some drunken boy coming from the ROTC, 18 years old, driving 100 miles an hour on the left-hand side of the road, killed. I guess he was dying too. Then you could realize what it is. Give Caesar what Caesar is. Innocent people dying. A little 3-year-old girl lost her life because of some drunken soldier driving at least 120 miles an hour, estimated on the wrong side of the road, coming up over the hill, shoot right down and kill them all right there together. He was dying too. See? Then you see, even though the innocent part was doing, now That boy is guilty of cold-blooded murder. I think if a man would be caught on the road drinking, he ought to be given 10 years flat for premeditated murder. So we see what liquor can do. They drink it, but it can cause a lot of accidents. They drink it until they even drink the school fees for the children. They drink it until they even drink the money for the grocery. Amen. The prophet even says, even women this time, they drink until they even outdrink men. Amen. They drink so much until they even forget that they are women. Amen. Then the other thing is that they were eating. If the Bible comes to a situation whereby they say they were eating, it is more than just normal eating. They were greedy. It was just gluttonous people. Amen. So if we can check even in this time, every little corner, there's some fast food, some restaurants everywhere. Even our Ethiopian brothers, if you can check at the back of their supermarkets, there's some restaurants, some fast food in there. Eating is not a problem. But the only thing is that when the people are doing so much, amen. Even at the taxi rank there, where we bought our taxis and so on, there's some toilets there, but you can find even some fast food people buying there, no matter it's dirt and everything, they don't even mind. Because this is the time of eating. A lot of KFCs, Steers, and what, because it's the time of eating, amen. They will be eating, they will be drinking, amen. Then also, there's a part of building. Let us check the what the prophet says here about building. In the spoken word, will the church go before tribulation? The prophet says on paragraph 31, and just before the end time come, there was a confusion. The great church side looked like had gone out, just it is today for the signs. And another great thing he said, they were building. There has never been a time in history that building has been so great as it is now. It's one of the signs of the end time. Never have we had a time of building. And now, even in our little city here, I can't find enough room to go rabbit hunting anymore. It's all housing projects, just building and planting. And if we would open our eyes, it's one of God's signposts that the end is at hand. Amen. And we are preaching this morning on the Sputniks and the missiles, how they can stand in Moscow and direct a missile to the middle of the 4th Street in Louisville and never leave Moscow, and to blow a hole in the ground 175 feet deep for 150 miles around it. That's how big the hole would be. Three of them would destroy the entire world. Shake it from its orbit. Signs, you see what side it's on. It's on the wicked side. So we already see that even building is a sign of the end time. You see, we are living in a day where a lot of people will say, even if anything happens, maybe we'll just hide ourselves under the ground. But here is what the prophet also is saying, that there will be some missiles or some hydrogen bombs that will bomb and explode everything. So there's no anywhere where a sinner can say, if it comes to pass, then I'm so clever in such a way that I can go in an underground house. Amen. It will be so serious. Hallelujah. Then the other thing is that in this end time, people will be given in marriages. So being given in marriages, it's not just like a normal marriage. Amen. It's this thing that is happening in these days whereby a man and a woman will just stay together and say, I'm a boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. Amen. Without some proper procedures that must be taken. Amen. So you find this is the life, the normal life, especially America, South Africa, and actually worldwide. This is what is full all worldwide. So the prophet is saying here, in the spoken word, the serpent seed. Page 4, paragraph 22. A young man and a middle-aged man and a married man have no more respect for their marriage vows. Why? They just take women and live with them anyway. And just like common dogs, a dog has got better respects and better morals than some people has. I know that's awful strong, but that's right. This is what is happening. They just stay together today. You are my love, you are my love. Tomorrow, next week, or 2 years to come, they are no longer together again. They leave this one, they leave this one, they go and get to another one. Until even one woman can have 8 children from different husbands. This is what is happening. And this is the sign of the end time, because in the end time, the prophet says there will be a lot of moral decay. There will be a lot of lawlessness. There will be a lot of scientific religion. And this, we are seeing it. And this is the sign of his coming. Amen. And this is happening. It's not like we are dreaming, or it's like the story of rabbit and baboon. This is reality. Amen. We are living in a day whereby women, they no longer have that respect. You find a married woman can even tell his husband that I'm going out with my colleague at work, spending the whole weekend out with somebody's husband. Just imagine. This is the world that we are living in. This is moral decay. Amen. And also, if we can check what the prophet says, he says, in the end time, there will be women that are beautiful. So, the beauty of women is also a sign of the end. Because the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be in the coming of the Son of Man. So, for it to be clear unto us, we have to go and check what was happening in the book of Genesis chapter 16. Then we can take it from there. Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says here, and it came to pass when men begin to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So we see that in those days, women were so pretty in such a way that the sons of God, they were going after the daughters of men. Then the prophet in the spoken word, the flashing light of his coming, he was saying it was like the sons of Seth, they were going after the sons of Cain. Amen. It's like a born-again child of God is going after some Jezebels. It's contrary to the word of God, because the Israelites were supposed to be married among themselves. If you can check here in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, I'll read it now. Deuteronomy chapter 7. The Bible says here, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter thou shalt not take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may save other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. So we can see clearly that our God is a jealous God. He wants his children to be married among themselves. So, for example, just like today, a believer is married to a Jezebel. A Jezebel is used to watch Hollywood movies. Then you say, sister, let's pray. He doesn't know anything about praying. What he's used to do is about watching Hollywood movies and to know about the latest and all those things. But when it comes to worship God, he has nothing that he knows about worshiping the Lord. Amen. Even if you can raise your daughter, then you can say, my daughter must not wear a trouser. You say, no. This is actually the rights. Children have got their rights, you know. So you don't have to suppress them. You don't have to deprive them. You understand? She uses human reasoning. She doesn't have any experience with God. So if you are a man of God, it will be hard for you in such a way that you end up giving, actually compromising the word because of your women. As what Ahab did. We know Ahab ended up compromising the word of God because of Jezebel. Ahab went and married Jezebel, and he led to the death of many prophets because he did what was wrong. So we see that mixed marriages, actually it's not of God, but it's of the devil. Because the devil, what he wants, just wants to mix the blood, amen. But God is jealous of the blood. He wants to keep the blood pure, amen. So under no circumstances a believer to marry an unbeliever. And the prophet says, women can deceive and can also get deceived. We all know that women, actually, especially in these days, they are cheap. Today can be in love with a truck driver, tomorrow with an engineer, tomorrow with an operator. But all of them, you tell me, my love, my standard wasami, what? But still, he's just changing them all, only for the love of money. They can deceive. They can be deceived. Amen. Until some of them, they can even be killed because of money. While we are on beauty again, we know that the prophet taught us that outward beauty is of the devil, but God's beauty is of the inside. If we can check, the prophet taught us that, you see, if you want God's beauty, you mix John 3 and Acts 2:38. What does John 3 speak about? It speaks about you must be born again. And that was the first sermon of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what does Acts 2:38 speak about? Repent, be born in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it's a new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the beauty that God is looking after. Not anything else besides that. He says, the prophet says, you see that pretty face or whatever you got, one of these days it's going to be eaten by the bugs. So there's nothing that you can brag about when it comes to this body. The thing that you can brag about is about your soul. How much you contain in your soul. To have the Holy Ghost to make it for eternal life. If rapture happens today, are you ready to go? If rapture happens between 6 and 9 early in the morning, are you ready to meet him? That is what is very important. We are living in a day whereby women, they spend much money to cosmetics more than they spend on grocery. What is happening? They want to beautify themselves. Some of them, it doesn't mean that literally they are beautiful. They are not beautiful. But they take some of these cosmetics to just make themselves as if they are beautiful. While they are not beautiful. Amen. But God doesn't want like that. He wants you to be what you are. Amen. Amen. Not disregarding the point that women, it's like natural to women for them to look pretty. We really understand that part. But you must not be too artificial. Amen. They can even buy a perfume for 3,000 rands. They don't even mind. Why? Because they want to be presentable. Amen. In the spoken word, God of this evil age, the prophet says, women today, they are so beautiful in such a way that they're almost irresistible. So the almost irresistible, it means that maybe it's for only the person that can manage to resist is the new, only a person that is born again. Without new birth, otherwise we can just be feasting inside. Amen. Then he says, one more immoral woman, as she go down the street, twisting herself with a high-heeled shoe, she will send a lot of souls to hell, more than 40 drunkards in the beer hall. So it really shows that women, actually, they can be a cause to a loss of many souls to hell. Amen. Not meaning or disregarding our sisters in church. Our sisters are good. We are talking about women in the world. So when you say women, don't say you are pointing to us now. No, you are born again. You are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are living in the day whereby the God of this evil age is being worshipped through women. That's why today you find the Miss Plumtree, Miss Summer, Miss What, Miss Winter. If you can watch what are they watching, there's just naked women. There's nothing more than that. The prophet says, it used to be in them days, Marilyn Monroe, Billy White, and Clara Bow, they're the most beautiful women in those days. But if you find today, if you can go to each and every street or in the schools, there's a plenty of beautiful girls, and it's a sign of his coming. Amen. Because they are there to deceive the sons of God. Amen. The devil can use them as a tool to deceive the sons of God. So the best thing is to hide yourself under the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. The best thing is to hide yourself under the word of this end time. Amen. Amen. That is the only remedy. Without that, otherwise, you can end up even falling up after strange flesh. Because they are beautiful and they are cheap and also they dress naked. They are always sex dressed. Amen. But all to deceive the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the spoken word last days in church age, the prophet says, if you've got a good wife, you have got to thank the Lord. You have to say, Baya dank diere. Amen. Siyabonga Jesu. Because a lot of things is happening. Amen. The Bible says, an evil woman is water in the blood. But a good woman is a jewel in a man's crown. Amen. So that's why I say, you have to thank the Lord. Even vice versa. If you've got a husband that is a God-fearing man, you have to thank the Lord. Because it's happening in the world. Some people are sleeping in taverns, thinking that maybe they're in the house. The house is full of beer. The house is full of, what do you call this? Cigarette trays. In the kitchen, lodge, wherever there's cigarette trays. Amen. People are living like chimneys. Amen. Smoking. Amen. It's not easy. People are living in such a terrible, in such terrible lives. So we have to thank God. To have a wife that doesn't even cheat you, you have to thank God.
Amen.
To have a husband that doesn't cheat you, you have to thank God.
Amen.
It's the grace of God.
Amen.
If you can check what is happening there, you really realize that we truly have to thank God. They actually, in the relationships, there is one thing that can happen. That can make the relationship to collapse. Before, I've just spoke to you about Miss Summer, Miss Winter, Miss What. We all know that those are prostitutes anyway. We just know and give them their place. But there's one miss that is a big problem to the couples, and that is called misunderstanding. Whenever couples come to a situation where they misunderstand one another, it can lead to that marriage to collapse. Amen. But sometimes when you can look at it, it will be just the devil that will be fighting. Amen. It will be just, there will be nothing or any big issue that you can say, because it's this, but it's just the devil. Somebody, okay, it's just like 6 and 9. Somebody will be on the other side and say, it's 6. Somebody on the other side say, it's 9. So that debate won't end until somebody will manage to go on the other side and say, okay, I see, truly it's 9. Or this one can also go to where honey is and say, okay, it's 6. Then there it's fine. There will be no longer problem. I remember a certain story that I once heard. There was a couple that was in a dining room. So it was those times when these landlines were so common. So the husband was busy reading the newspaper. Then the wife was busy washing some dishes. The phone rang. So as the phone rang, this husband ran and kicked the water glass that was on the way. Then he went and responded to the call. Soon after the call, he realized that he broke the water glass. Then that husband said, sorry, honey, I've broke your water glass. Then the honey says, sorry, sweetheart, you know what? It is my problem because I am the one that placed this water glass in the way. So it's like both of them, they were able to apologize to one another. And this thing is what makes them live peacefully. Amen.
Amen.
So actually, what matters most is how you handle whatever situation that comes in the house. Amen. Okay, we are living also in the days whereby to lose virginity is like not much of a problem. Even at schools, if you tell somebody that I'm a virgin, you'll be surprised. Being a virgin, are you mad? You see, but actually to be a virgin is something that's so precious, something that's so good. Because even in the Old Testament, the priests were supposed to marry people that were never touched. They were supposed to marry people that were virgins. And even the Bible, when it was giving the report about Rebecca, it was saying Rebecca was fair to look upon, and she was never touched. She was a virgin. When it gave again a report about the daughters of Philip, it said Philip had got the four daughters that were virgins, and they were prophesying. Coming to Jephthah again, Jephthah had a daughter that was a virgin again. So actually, to be a virgin is so precious as far as the gospel is concerned. So to lose it, it's an immoral act. So it's good to keep your virginity. But if you have lost it before you knew the message, no, you are covered under the blood. Don't blame yourself. You are a child of a king anyway. Let me just read what the prophet says here.
page 81, small CD, COD. A young man to try to find a wife, that's even a virgin. That's moral. You have to go around some good, little old Holy Ghost church almost to find one. And that's exactly right. Where a man just kept her in and things like that and got a little decency about it. So which means that it's even scarce to find some virgins. Brother Branham actually even spoke at a certain place. He says, I met a certain young man from a certain high school. Then as I was speaking to him, we were saying, yeah, you know, Brother Branham, I find another woman that was so clean there, and I quickly make some plans and got married here because I know actually it's hard to find virgins these days. He was even emphasized on that part, virgins and so on. So it's not something that you can say, ah, no, it was of those days. It's still important even the day that we are living in. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 31, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For his price is more than rubies. So we see that even the price also is up because you have kept your virtues. Amen. Virginity speaks of purity and holiness. Amen. So it represents something spiritually. So if it represents something spiritually, even natural, but natural substances are spiritually. Amen. Then the Bible also speaks about the homosexuality. We know that in the days of Sodom, what God actually made him angry so much is that men were marrying men. Women were marrying women. There was lesbianism in there, like as it is in the time that we are living in. We are living in a day whereby sometimes you can find a man holding a purse like a woman, even walking with high-heeled shoes, having some fake breasts, whatever, even hairstyle of a woman. That's homosexual. That's homosexuality. Even feel free as if maybe everything is normal. We are living in a world whereby the prophet says here, in the spoken word, knoweth it not. He says, it's insanity. I want to read it from the horse mouth. He says, let me prophesy something to you just before it comes to pass. The whole world is groping into insanity. And to get worse and worse, I'm telling you, it's been a bunch of maniacs, and it's almost done that way now. So you see, the world is growing into insanity. If a man forgets that he is a man, or a woman forgets that he is a woman, it's insanity, that's craziness. A woman comes to a situation whereby we can say, I will marry another woman. It shows that something is wrong. Because when God created a man, he makes him a real man with a masculine spirit. When he makes a woman, he also makes them a really woman with a feminine spirit. What brings all this thing of like my hormones and what is the devil? Because if the devil had intelligence to inject his seed through a woman, he still got also that same intelligence to perfect men and to perfect women. Because he also wanted to be worshipped. Because he's the god of this evil age. Since he lost the battle up there, he wants also to... He still also got that desire to be worshipped right here on earth. Amen. Sometime back, I heard this at Stellenbosch that they were the first college or university to be successfully change a woman into man. How can that be, friends? They are trying to take the part of God, trying to change a man to be a woman and a woman to be a man. It shows that people are really crazy. The devil is at work. We are living in a day where things are so bad, friends. All these things are showing us that the coming of Jesus Christ is drawing nigh. If Jesus Christ, actually, if our God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, now the conditions are like Sodom and Gomorrah. It means that this also whole world is ready for judgment. What only stopped this world from getting judged is because that the bride is still on earth. But as soon as the bride leaves this earth, it means that this whole world is going to get into chaos. Amen. Amen. So, for us to be here, people are safe. But everything is just ready. Even Russia is even ready. We are living in a day whereby you hear some stories or some news that sometimes yourself you can get surprised. Is this really happening? Like a mother getting married to a son. Especially in Zimbabwe, there was a story of a mother getting married to a son, and even getting impregnated and say, I'm 6 months pregnant with my son. Just imagine. And even you have guts to speak something like that, and you mean that God can even
just twinkle his eye and forget about it. If he destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, then he'll come and destroy also this generation. Or else he has to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But our God doesn't do that. Whatever he did from the beginning, he will do it even right now.
Amen.
Father and daughter getting married to such an extent that a daughter can say, I'm even jealous of my mom. I'm thinking of poisoning my mom. Just imagine, this is the world that we are living in. All this is showing that the coming of Jesus Christ is drawing nigh.
Yes.
This is moral decay, lawlessness. All these things are happening. And the Bible says there will be violence on earth. A lot of murderings happen. People are killing one another. All those things is happening. Showing us that the Lord Jesus Christ is drawing nigh. School children being impregnated. Abortion cases. 30 days, you can hear 30,000 abortion cases. People no longer care about God. You can preach fire and brimstone to people. They will even laugh before you as if nothing is going to happen. But if God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, if God destroys those people in the days of Noah, so it's going to come and destroy also this generation. But to the bride of Jesus Christ, we are saved because we are the son of a king. We are the bride. We are waiting for the bridegroom to come. We are the people that must make sure that we got the oil, because the wise virgins are the ones that are going to make it to feast with the bride. Amen. As if they look at it, all these things that is happening, they are happening in the name of rights. It's my right, it's my right, it's my right. Even it's hard to discipline your own child saying it's my right, it's my right. It's so bad. We are living in a day whereby sin is called righteous, and righteous is called sin. In the book of Isaiah, it also spoke about that. That woe to them that you call righteous sin, and what you call sin righteous. This is the time that you are living in. In the name of democracy. It's not even democracy. It's demon crazy. Amen.
Yes.
The devil is in politics. He's done all those things. Then if we can check, the Bible also spoke about, remember Lot's wife. If we can check what happened to Lot, he was too much in the world in such a way that he even forgets about running away with his life. Yet the message of the angels was with images. They were supposed to get in a state of images. If you can check Lot, he get in a situation whereby sometimes he thought maybe this thing may be going to happen sometimes next time, until the angels had to go there and eject them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says they were told not to look back, but Lot's wife thought of his society, actually his society, then he looked back. Then what happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. So let me tell you, my brother, my sister, when you hold a plow, you must not look back, but you must focus. Look away to Jesus. You must not look around to the surrounding situation. You must not look actually to the pleasures of this world, but look away to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It says, two will be in the bed, one will be taken and one will remain. Two will be on the grind mill, one will be taken and one will remain. Two be in the field, one will be taken and one will remain. So, actually it's going to be so tough, friends. Just imagine, you are living with your wife, coming to church, only to realize that at the last day, you leave your wife, then yourself going. Or else, you believe in your husband and yourself going. Just imagine. It will be something that's painful. Amen. And those things is going to happen. Because it's a narrow way. When it comes to Christianity, it's an individual affair. The Bible says rapture can happen between 6 and 9 in the morning. So if it can happen between 6 and 9 in the morning, sometimes we'll be thinking that the husband maybe is going to work while this is gone for good. Or sometimes we'll be thinking that maybe my wife has gone to toilet, but he's already gone for good. Because rapture is real. If it happens to Enoch, if it happens to Elijah, if it happens to the Lord Jesus Christ, it can also happen even right now. We are just waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we are waiting for but the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
So we must get into a state of emergence. Just like that woman, he got into a state of emergence until he finds that coin. So we must get into that state of emergence. Then if you can check in the book of Matthew chapter 24, the Bible spoke of signs of things that will be happening. Like recently we heard of Indonesia earthquake that killed at least something like 800 people. It shows that Jesus Christ is coming. And all the earthquakes that has been happening shows that Jesus Christ is coming. But there's something good. You remember, before the earthquake struck, the animals, the birds and all different animals, they will escape from that place. Then as soon as they get out of the place, rapture will happen. So the same instinct will also happen to us.
Amen.
We just feel like, no, something is about to happen here.
Yes,
this, it will come to pass that this earth will not hold us anymore. The force of gravity will refuse to hold our feet in such a way that one step by one step, we step higher. Until in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed.
Amen.
This mortal body shall be changed into an immortal body.
Yes.
So we are waiting for that day, friends. And we are already in the process of rapture. Because the Bible says, the Lord himself will descend with a shout, and a shout is the message of the hour. And say with a voice, the same voice that says, Lazarus, come forth, is the same voice that will come and call the people from their graves. Amen. And Michael will change our bodies. While Gabriel is blowing the trumpet, the trumpet was representing what? It was for gathering people for the feast or for the war. So the trumpet will be there to gather us for the wedding supper. Amen. The Bible says, when this earthly body dissolves, we already another one, already waiting for us. So let me tell you, friends, it's good to be ready. Because if the Lord Jesus Christ will come while we are not ready, we'll be like the foolish virgins. And it will be like, we'll be miserable. What good will be our Wednesday meetings and our Sunday meetings if we miss rapture? Otherwise, our labor will be in vain. So we have to make sure that our lamps are trimmed and clear. We have to make sure that we've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The prophet spoke about the pillar of harbor. Those people were told by the watchmen that the enemies are coming, but they were so relaxed. They were drinking beer, the soldiers drinking beer, people were having a nice time. And somebody told them, hey, the enemies are coming, but they never take heed to the voice of warning. So by not taking the voice of warning, the Japanese crossed and they slaughtered them until all people were finished. Some were lying at, the soldiers were lying at work. Just imagine. So let not that day be like what happened to these people at Pillar of Harbor. We must be ready always. If the voice came with a warning, we have to take heed. Now we are such a privileged people. The prophet came and he spoke a lot of things unto us, revealing all these mysteries unto us. There's nothing that is so hidden. We really know that each and every second, Jesus Christ is going to come. It might be today, it might be tomorrow, but Jesus Christ is going to come. What we have to do is just be ready, because any second, any minute, he's going to come. So we must be ready always. He also spoke about the Babylonians. You see, the Babylonians, while they were having that tall Jurao, they thought they were safe. Then they didn't know that the Medo-Persians, they were already making their way through. They got drunk, they used the vessels of God, until they even forget that the enemy is going to come any second. They were saying, we have got well-trained soldiers, we've got our rabbis, we've got our preachers, we've got everyone, so and so and that, until the enemies came and they were overtaken. That is how the Babylonian kingdom were taken to the Medo-Persian kingdom, because they didn't actually, were not alert, they were not ready. As I'm about to close now, let me close saying this. If we turn our life, or let me say, let's say here by Lighthouse Tabernacle, we put in the internet or in the newspapers and say, here at Lighthouse Tabernacle, we have got a pill that can make people live for 1,000 years. You'll be finding that this place will be full. Even from Zambia, Namibia, America, all people will be full around us, because they'll be needing that pill to live 1,000 years. But now it's so simple. Jesus Christ said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is a certificate for eternal life. People are so blinded. They just want something that comes with some thunder, some whatever, some big things. So what is very important, just be ready and take him at his word. Watch it therefore, because any second, any time, the Lord Jesus Christ will come. We might not know that maybe he's coming in 2020 or he will come 17 October or whatever. But what we really know is that he's going to come between 6 and 9 in the morning. And for those 40 days, we'll be realizing our past own brethren. Like we'll see Brother Bram and he disappeared. We see Brother Bosworth will disappear. You remember in Jerusalem, the old time saints were still moving in Jerusalem. So there are some problems that are going to happen again. May God richly bless you as we sing this song. Says, I don't know if Sister Fee knows that song. If anyone that knows that, bless us. Let us all pray. Each one is only way. Let us pray and worship our God, our Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you tonight, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this message that you gave us tonight, that we have to watch therefore, Lord, knowing, Lord Jesus Christ, we are living the closing days of time, and the time is no more, Heavenly Father. Everything that you promised, Lord Jesus Christ, has happened, Heavenly Father. There's nothing, Lord Jesus, that can stop you, Lord, from coming. We are really, Heavenly Father, more close to your coming, Lord Jesus Christ. We remember, Heavenly Father, you spoke so much, Heavenly Father, about your coming more than Lord Jesus Christ. You did, Heavenly Father, about your death, Lord. True, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are coming. It's true that you are coming, Lord Jesus Christ. Poor Heavenly Father, going, Lord Jesus Christ, believing also that you are going to come at any second, at any time. So now, Lord Jesus Christ, we know, Heavenly Father, at any second, at any minute, you're going to come, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord Jesus Christ, the shout Almighty God has already come, Heavenly Father, with Malachi for Lord Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we're waiting, Lord, one day, that the voice, Lord Jesus, that says to Lazarus, come forth, when I come again, Lord Jesus, and call the sleeping, and call, Heavenly Father, our bodies, Lord, that has already slept, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are praying, knowing, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the one, Heavenly Father, who is more than able to prepare us, Lord, for thy great day, Lord Jesus. May you give the Holy Ghost, Lord, to them that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, Heavenly Father. May you strengthen the weak, Lord Jesus Christ. May you give courage, Lord, Heavenly Father, to them that are losing hope, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Heavenly Father, dear God, that revive us, Lord. May you keep our souls on fire, Heavenly Father. May we never, Lord Jesus Christ, forget, Lord, of that great day, Lord Jesus Christ. It's special, Heavenly Father, in this time where you see, Heavenly Father, there's a lot of immorality. But if ever there's some sins, Lord Jesus Christ, that are still somewhere, Almighty God, Heavenly Father, that are worth of the kingdom, Lord, may you save them, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your church tonight as we dismiss, Lord. May help us not take for us. Help us to be sober, Lord. Whatever we do, Lord Jesus Christ, help us to stand for your word. Then, Jesus Christ, we pray. As I commit also for a person that is me, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
As I call Brother Mpanyani to come, amen. As we sing a worship song, Brother Mpanyani, as he comes, amen.
Appreciate the word, amen.
Amen.
And I hope all of us who have been blessed, amen.
Amen.
I like the way Brother Philip preaches, amen.
Amen.
No, he's himself.
Yes.
He doesn't want to imitate another person. He becomes Brother Philip, amen. And then I think he was a blessing, and he was telling us that sometimes the prophet says we need to do what you call an introspection to ourselves, amen. And before you can blame another person, you need to do what you call an introspection. So you look into yourself. You've got an opportunity. Just be alone and look into your own life. So Brother Branham says in the message, Unwelcome Christ, he says, you see, sometimes we've got what we call an eye disease. So it's always about us, and then blaming other people. But if we can do those introspections, I think That's what our brother was saying. Amen. And then, and he spoke about desperation also. Now, the prophet says in the message, Desperation, preached in 1963, paragraph 45, the prophet says, and he says, now we are going to talk on desperations. For a few minutes now, usually it takes a state of emergency to throw us into desperation. Say, see, it is too bad it has to do that, but human beings are so slothful in their mind that it takes an emergency. Something arises, and when they do, then it throws them into that desperation. And really, in doing that, in desperation, it brings out that real thing that you are. It shows what you are made out of in the time of desperation. It usually pulls out all the good things that is in you. Amen. That is desperation. Amen. So God bless you all. God bless Brother Philip and his family. And then let us just bow our heads. And gracious, eternal, heavenly Father, we thank you once more this evening. We heard our brother, and we know that it was you speaking through him, Lord. May you bless him abundantly, Heavenly Father. Bless the church, Almighty God. And then, Heavenly Father, as we depart from this place, may you go with us, Heavenly Father. Let that angel, the pillar of fire, Almighty God, go before us, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, as we commit this church unto you, into thy capable hand, Heavenly Father. And we commit everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all the church shall say, amen. Amen. Go well and be blessed. Amen. Until we meet on Sunday, God bless you.